You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The United Nations climate change talk happened last weekend. Co-convener of the New Zealand Climate and Health Council, Rhys Jones, spoke at the event specifically about how climate change will affect human rights. BFM reporter Hannah Ross had a chat with Rhys earlier this week about the talk he gave.
My talk was part of an event that looked at the kind of the relationship between climate change and health in particular, and was looking at, firstly the impacts of climate change on health, but also how some of the actions we can take to address climate change can also be beneficial for health. And my talk was in particular focusing on climate change and the right to health, so taking very much a human rights angle on it and looking at what are the ways that we can respond to climate change that actually uphold and protect and promote human rights while at the same time improving health outcomes. And I had a particular focus on sort of Indigenous rights within that whole talk.
And how exactly is climate change going to affect human rights and Indigenous rights?
Yes, so that's a very big question. I mean, you can look at climate change as really something that affects will affect the very fundamental determinants of health and of, all the things that we rely on for survival even. So things like, a stable climate, access to safe drinking water and to food, all of those things will eventually be impacted by climate change. And certainly in some countries, particularly like some of the developing nations, and particularly some of the low-lying, small island states, for example, in the Pacific, those things are already happening. And so, we see the right to health, for example, being impacted at a number of different levels by climate change. So everything from, increasing extreme weather events, which can destroy communities and can lead to a lot of ongoing problems, to, as I said, effects on access to water and food, which are obviously, basic human rights. And we see those things impacting on, particularly those people who are already most disadvantaged and most vulnerable, including developing countries, but also including, lower income populations and Indigenous populations, for example, even within more developed countries.
And so what Indigenous kind of people are you talking about here?
When I'm talking about Indigenous peoples, I'm really, really referring to, Indigenous populations all over the world. So kind of there are populations such as Māori, Aboriginal populations in Australia, First Nations in North America, as examples of that, of, Indigenous populations who live in countries that have been colonised and are relatively wealthy and sort of, belong in the developed nations kind of category. There are also, also many, many Indigenous peoples in countries throughout the world that are, that are developing countries and face perhaps even greater challenges to, to achieving the right to health and basic human rights. And climate change is something that, in many ways exacerbates some of those existing inequalities and some of those existing challenges that Indigenous peoples face.
And what kind of climate change action are you calling for to protect these human rights?
Essentially, what we're calling for in terms of climate action is really urgent, strong action to reduce global greenhouse gas emissions. And we believe that, all countries throughout the world need to play a part in that. But that for many countries, like New Zealand, the wealthier countries, those who have historically contributed more to greenhouse gas emissions and to climate change, have a much greater responsibility. And so we need to be doing much more in terms of reducing our own emissions, but also supporting developing countries to also reduce emissions. And so one of the big pushes is to provide for developed countries, the wealthier nations in the world, to provide finance for those countries who aren't so well off and who haven't historically contributed so much to climate change, to actually allow them to develop the necessary technologies so that they can move to lower carbon ways of developing, but also so that we can support those countries in adaptation to climate change, because they are the ones that are going to be often the first hit and the hardest hit by climate change. And one of the things that was really encouraging to see during the COP22, the climate change meeting, was a really strong call, a really strong statement by a group of what they call the Climate Vulnerable Forum. So these are 47 countries, some of the poorest developing countries in the world. And they've made a pledge to move to 100% renewable energies in terms of their energy generation by the year 2030, or at least by mid-century. So really clear message from those countries that they're moving to a zero carbon economy, and a really kind of a wake-up call and a message to the wealthier countries in the world that we need to, A, support them in that, but also, get our own ship in order and reduce emissions ourselves and get to zero carbon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.